This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Burkhard Bilger is a staff writer and a man of wide interests: technology, science, nature, sports, food, Southern culture, German history, and much more. Burke also happens to be a good musician. He's been singing in choirs since he was young, and he keeps a guitar in his office where he's always noodling on it. He taught his kids to play old-time music and launched the Bilger Family Band. And as his kids grew up, they in turn expanded his musical horizons.
So my son is a bassist, upright bassist and jazz bassist, and was the first one who told me about Roomful of Teeth. And so, I don't know, a few years ago, he played me Partita, the Caroline Shaw piece, and I just thought it was astonishing. I've been listening to choral music my whole life, and I'd never heard anything like this before.
Every year, the members of Roomful of Teeth gather for a few weeks, and they rehearse new pieces and bring in composers who are going to write their repertoire for the following year. The residency is at Mass MoCA, a museum in an old industrial town in Massachusetts. And last time, Burke Bilger tagged along.
Roomful of Teeth is a vocal octet, so four men, four women, who sing contemporary classical music. They sing only newly composed pieces. So we're sitting in a loft space on the second floor of one of the mill buildings in Mass MoCA. It's a huge room with enormous high ceilings, I don't know, 12, 13 feet high. And there's some onlookers, but also kind of a semicircle of composers with a singer in the middle. And this is a process that always happens at Mass MoCA with Roomful of Teeth, where they'll spend a day just having each singer introduce themselves to the composers and giving them a sense of exactly what their abilities are, what they like to do, what they don't like to do, where their voice can go, where it can't go, what their range is.
So like it would be really easy to have little bits of breaks like that if it were... Because that would be belted, and then I'd like, it's just high.
Esli Gomez is the highest soprano in the group. He was the youngest member of the group when she joined.
Yeah, it was my first year out of undergrad when I heard about the premise and took a train from New Haven to New York and did a Skype audition with Brad. And I did a Bulgarian folk song, a jazz song, a Schumann, art song, and a Handel, Ray Charles. And it was like... so relieved that I wasn't auditioning for grad schools. I was like, I don't have to fit in this weird box that doesn't make sense yet. And then heard about this and was like, that sounds like
that's
me.
It.
That sounds better.
That's better for grad school.
Yeah. Maybe you can give us an example of you singing the styles you were talking about from the beginning.
All the members of the group are trained classical singers, but they incorporate techniques, vocal techniques from all over the world. Over the course of the day, as the singers come in one by one, they'll showcase all kinds of different techniques. Some people are expert tube and throat singers. Some people can do the deep carcarot.
Wow, that sort of sound.
Yodeling or belting. So you get a whole range of just astonishing capabilities of the human voice. I mean, I've been singing my whole life, and I'm used to what vocal music sounds like. And suddenly it's like hearing a saxophone sound like a violin and sound like a kettle drum and sounding like a bassoon. It's like, how did, I didn't know the voice could do that.
It's fun.
Western classical singing has for centuries been divided into essentially two techniques. There's choral singing, which is meant to blend and what we call straight tone without vibrato. And then there's bel canto, which is what we hear in opera, which is a very powerful, athletic vocal technique, which is designed to kind of vault over the sound of an orchestra and fill an entire concert hall. What's excluded from those two techniques is everything else in the world that people have done with the human voice. All these wonderful throat singing techniques and yodeling and belting and ways in which the voice can be rough or gritty or kind of mess with all what we think of as kind of pure classical technique.
The way composers have used choirs over the last 100 years, I started to feel like there was a certain sense of straitjacketedness.
Now, Brad Wells is the founder and artistic director of Roomful of Teeth. He founded this group in 2008 in order to bring in these new techniques. And part of that was inviting singers from all over the world to instruct them in these techniques.
We can reach out and bring somebody from Central Asia and hear them sing and ask them questions and have them teach us for a while about a completely different way of using their voice. You know, where the larynx sits, how much constriction, how much air. All those things are really just basic physiological things, and they manifest in all these different ways around the world. And I thought if composers could get their hands on this and see what's possible, and singers could play with it and stretch the color range of their own voices, then what we understand as choral music might become much more variegated.
So it's really not about we're going to become Tuvan throat singers or pansori singers or canto tonori singers.
Not at all, no. It's really just a kind of pushing the bounds, pushing the walls of what's beautiful in a way. It's like finding what people consider as beautiful and letting composers play with that and see what emerges.
One of the composers at Mass MoCA this week is Eve Beglarian, a really adventurous New York composer. She's setting a piece by Walt Whitman to music. But in the meantime, she's trying to see what new kinds of sounds she could make with the group. So what's your plan for this afternoon? What are you going to do with the group to get ready for this?
Driving down, I happened to hear Elvis Presley's cover of Blue Moon. And it's so held back. I mean, he's very close mic'd. And from what I can tell, there's different processing on the two double tracks. One of them has a really striking slapback echo.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart.
So I'm thinking we can try setting up our own cover of Elvis's cover. And try having different people paired to do different aspects of the tune. I mean, it may be totally dumb. I don't know. We'll see. So I thought what we could do is set up the accompaniment for now, right? Let's start with...
It's late in the afternoon in the loft, and Beglarian is working with the group. She's playing around with the sounds they can make, trying to see what tools might end up working in the piece she's composing.
And I put up the lyrics. Maybe the two of you to start. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. Right? So that you can use all the breath you need to do the whispery consonant-y thing.
And me, can I hear just by yourself what you're doing?
You saw me standing alone.
It's really weird.
Can we try this with everybody? Let's just try that. Okay, so from the top.
Okay.
So not my jam. I'm sorry.
I'm with you entirely. I'm so with you. Okay, let's hold off on that. Let's you two trade the whispery consonant-y thing, and let's just see what happens there.
Right? Should we just track each other?
Beglerian and the room full of teeth singers are kind of feeling their way together through these new sounds, these new techniques. You might say that what comes out of it are compositions that only a room full of teeth can sing because it's designed so specifically for their voices and their techniques. But the truth is that composers have always been pushing the bounds of the human voice. Mozart, when he wrote the Queen of the Night aria, did it for a specific soprano who could go very high and had a very mobile voice. And little by little, other sopranos learned to do the same thing. Brad Wells hopes that the same thing will happen with the Room Full of Teeth compositions in the future. If the songs are good enough and the techniques are appealing enough, then more and more classical singers will learn how to throat sing, will learn how to yodel and belt and do Korean pansori. And Room Full of Teeth songs will start to sound like yesterday's classical music.
Burkhart Bilger, a staff writer at The New Yorker. We heard from members of Room Full of Teeth, as well as composer Yves Beglerian.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.